Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Okay, so welcome to this July session for VI Talk. And the Qigong this evening, this afternoon, whatever time of day you'll listen to the recording, is actually a gentle Qigong set. So it's designed really to support balance, support energy, and just to support sort of relaxation. So hopefully by the time you finish doing this set, you'll be nicely relaxed and having enjoyed the Qigong movements that I've got for you. So as always, we'll start off with a warm-up. So just checking in with your body, whether you're standing, whether you're seated, just taking a few rounds of breath. And again, just checking in with your body, noticing if there's any tension or any areas of discomfort. And then we'll start with the warm-up. So we'll start by tapping our head with our fingers, activating the meridians that run throughout the head. This includes the governing vessel, which is one of the extraordinary vessels, which runs through the middle of the head, from the back down to the forehead area. It also includes the gallbladder. And then just moving across to tapping your shoulders, doesn't matter which one. So we'll be doing both of them. And if you want to, you can hold the elbow of the tapping arm, the other hand, just to help take the pressure off the tapping arm. And then swapping sides and doing the other shoulder. And then going down the inside of the arm, all the way to the fingertips if you can, and up the outside. And then just repeating that a few times. Doing one more on this side. And then swapping sides and doing the other side. Doing one more down and up on the other arm. And then moving across to the chest. If like me, you're slightly congested with hay fever at this time of year, it's actually quite a nice one to help clear the chest. And then going down to the torso, to the stomach area. And going down further to the lower abdomen, the lower dantian, which is one of the three energy gates, the energy centers, I should say. Then going down the inside of the leg and up the outside. And then just repeating that a few times. If you can go all the way down to your toes, that's great. But if you can't, don't worry, just go down as far as you can. Doing one more, down and up. And then just rubbing the lower back and the kidney area with the backs of your hands. Gently dropping your hands down by the side. And then we're just going to start by just gently circling our head. Just a small circle, because we're only doing a warm up. So it doesn't have to be anything strenuous or a large circle. Doing one more on this side, coming back to center, and then change in direction. Obviously, if you've got low blood pressure, just slowing everything down and making sure when you change direction that actually you're fully stable, as it were, before you start changing direction. One more in this direction, coming back to center. And then we're going to turn left and then right. And then just repeating that a few times. One more on each side. And then taking your left ear towards your left shoulder. If you want to, you can hold your right shoulder with your left hand, just increasing the stretch on your right hand side of your neck. I'm just going to hold this for about 10 seconds. Bring back up and then swapping sides. It's going to wake up the shoulders. So we're just going to push forwards and then push up. And just doing that a few times, pushing forwards with your hands and pushing up with your hands. Going as far as you can, so always working within your own range of movement. Getting the shoulders nicely warmed up. Doing one more of each. And then just dropping the hands down. I'm just going to do a nice gentle twist of the body. So, as always, keeping our arms nice and loose. So, we're not going to engage the muscles. Just going to let the body move from side to side, and the arms will naturally follow if they're really nice and loose. Want to, you can hit the Ming Men, which is the Gates of Vitality, which is directly behind the belly button, but on your spine or around your spine, just inside the spine, the inside. So yeah, the inner side of the spine, not inside the spine. Very gently and slowly. Just coming back to center. And our hands on our hips. You can take your feet a little bit further apart if that feels comfortable, or you can leave them in Wuji. Just doing some hip circles. Again, because it's a warm up, we're just doing very small hip circles. Although, as I say, if you want to, you can do some slightly bigger ones. One more in this direction, coming back and going the other way. One more in this direction, coming back to center. I'm just going to bring our feet together and supporting our knees just above our knees with our hands. We're just going to do some knee circles, just a few knee circles. Again, just a small movement. One more in this direction and then change in direction. And the beauty of knee circles is they also help with the ankle joints as well. When you're circling the knees, you're also helping to activate the ankle joints as well. Just doing one more, coming back up, and then just taking your feet slightly further apart into Wuji again. And we've got a few ankle circles. So with this one, what you can do is keep your toes on the ground. It's a bit of a balance. Or you can take your toes off the ground, and then just do, so if you've got the toes on the ground, you're just going to spin your ankles or twist circle your ankle around your toes. Otherwise, you're just going to circle your foot, doing six in each direction. So when you finish one direction, just change in direction. And then when you've done six on that side, making sure you're nicely stable, transferring your weight, and then doing the same on the other leg. You are trying to do it as not quite as a balance exercise, but you've taken your foot off the ground. You may find you're balancing better on one side than the other. So when you finish, just putting your foot back on the ground again. And we're just going to finish with some toe scrunches and some finger scrunches. We're going to bring our fingers into a fist and then just drawing the toes back towards the foot. Doing two more. And then just dropping your hands down. And again, just checking in with your body. Seeing if it's got the same feelings, same areas of tension or discomfort that you had at the start, or whether or not you're feeling slightly warmer. Okay. So, as I said at the start, this little set of Qigong is gentle set. Supporting balance, relaxation, and energy. So, we're going to start in Wuji. So, just making sure you're connected to the ground through the ball of the feet, balls of the feet, and connected to the universe through the crown of the head. The spine is nicely elongated, your knees are slightly unlocked. It's feeling the space between your arms and the side of your body. We're going to start. The first exercise is going to be a stance, actually. It's called creating yin and yang. So we're going to start with our left hand, which is just going to be at a chest level, and our right hand is going to be at the lower dantian. You can touch your hand to your body, or you can just keep it slightly further out. It's entirely up to you. And we're just going to hold this pose, keep the fingers nicely open. And just hold this pose for about 30 seconds. We're going to move into circling the yin and yang. So our hands are going to swap directions. So if you're holding your hands against your body, just move them out slightly. Take your left hand down and at the same time bring your right hand up. So your left hand will be in front of your right hand and that will go up to the chest. Your left hand will go down to the lower dantian, lower abdomen, and then swapping your hands again. So you've got these, your hands are moving in circles, two circles. And again, keeping the fingers open, allowing the chi to move and to circulate. So I know we usually do a pause between each of the exercises, but I thought tonight we'd do it as a flow. So, I mean, there will be an element of pausing, but there won't be such a big break. So we'll just move from one to the other. And obviously the slight pause will be as I explain the exercise to you. Just keep circulating for just a few moments longer. Then just dropping your hands down by the side of the body. And you can move into horse riding for this next one if you want to. It's traditionally done in horse riding, swirling hands. If that doesn't feel comfortable or you're seated, then obviously seated, ignore that, ignore the leg movements. But if it doesn't feel comfortable for you in horse riding, then stay in Wuji or just slightly wider. You've got your hands, your one arm. I've got my right arm slightly further out in the middle of the body, but slightly further out from the body. And the left arm is just between the right and the body. Palm facing the direction of the upper arm in terms of the right. Just take your hands to one side, You're going to twist them all the way to one side, turn them. So now your left hand is at the front of the body and your right hand is just behind the hand, taking it to the other side and then turning again. So this is swirling hands. And it's probably one of my favorite. I love these flowing exercises. There is it's spontaneous breathing, which you could, if you wanted to, inhale one way and exhale the other, because it then slows the movement. And you can transfer weight as well. So if you're moving to the left, transfer weight to the left side, and then moving to the right, transfer weight to the right side of your legs. Be quiet for a moment. We just do this a few more times. Do one more on each side. Coming back into Wuji. Palms of the hands your wrists are flexed and the palms of hands are facing down to the ground in front of your thighs. You're going to take your hands out in front, up above. The palms of the hands are now going to face the heavens, skies, the universe. And then just opening your hands out to the side. Taking them back down again. Moving them up. Going down. So if you want to put a breath to movement here, you're welcome to do so. So we start with our hands, palms facing down to the ground. Inhale as we push our hands out in front and up above our heads. Exhale as we bring our hands down to the side. Inhale as we push our hands out and up. Exhale as we come down. So just doing a few more in time with your own breath. And if at any time becomes sore on the shoulders, because it is quite a shoulder heavy exercise, just pause, shrug your shoulders a few times and then recommence. And if you're not able to get your hands all the way overhead, it's taking them as high as you possibly can. The same with taking them out to the side. If you can't take them all the way out, then just bend the arm a bit and take them out a little bit. Doing two more. Now bring your hands up towards your chest. Backs of the hands will be facing the chest and move into pushing mountains. So we're going to start with our hands at about armpit level. Push forwards. And then bring our hands, move our hands up slightly and bring them back to shoulder height. Taking them down to about the armpit, pushing forwards, taking them up slightly and bringing them back to the armpit. So you've got, it's almost like a flattened circle, like an elliptical shape. Yeah. So exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back. Exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back. Try to keep your shoulders relaxed as you do this. And as with all the exercises, if you can't stretch your arms out all the way, just work within your own range of movement. Doing two more. Bring your hands down. And then taking them to the spine. The palms of the hands are on the spine. The palms of the hands are either side of the spine with the fingers pointed diagonally down towards the spine. So, but this is hula hoop. So I find it's easier to do this with my feet slightly further apart than Wooji. And we're just going to hula hoop in one direction. If it's not comfortable to have the palm of your hands on your spine, you can put the backs of the hands on the spine. Or you can have your hands on the hip points. Just very gently hula hooping in one direction. Coming back to center after you've done the next one. And then gently turning in the other direction. Doing two more. And then if you're slightly wider than Wooji, coming back into Wooji. Now we're going to be turning the moon. So with this one, we're going to have one hand. I'm going to be using my left hand will be down at my sort of lower dantian region, or maybe slightly lower, the lower abdomen anyway, palms facing upwards. And the other hand, the right hand will be above the head or however high you can get it. The elbow is still bent, so it's not fully straightened above the head. So you've got this, like this if you're holding a great big ball. I'm just going to turn, I'm going to turn in the direction of the left arm. So I'm going to be turning towards the left side. I'm just going to swap our hands over. So the left hand is now on top, the right hand is underneath. And then swapping sides again. Very gently rotate the moon. You may feel some sort of magnetic force or field. You may not feel anything, and that's also fine. Between the hands, just keep swapping sides. Rotating the moon or turning the moon. You can inhale one way and exhale the other, or just breathe spontaneously, whatever whatever you wish, because there isn't really a breath to movement pattern with this one. One more on each side. And then just dropping your hands down. Now we're doing the bear walk. So this does require an element of balance. So I'll view a couple of variations. With either variation, your palms are facing, your wrists are flexed and your palms are facing the ground. So it's probably easier if you're standing to do it slightly wider than Wuji. You have two options. You can literally just lift your heel and keep your toes on the ground on one side and then doing the same on the other side. Or if you feel able to and you've got something next nearby that you can grab onto if you need it, lift the foot totally off the ground. And then putting it back down and then lifting the other foot off the ground. So that's the bear walk. Spontaneous breath. There is no breath to movement challenge with this one. So whether you want to keep your toes on the ground or take your toes off the ground, it's entirely up to you. But you're literally just swapping from one side to the other. It's really good for the leg meridians, or the meridians that run through the legs. So that's stomach and spleen, kidney and bladder, and liver and gallbladder. We're doing one more on each side. And then we're going to start bouncing. Doing a really nice gentle bounce. So bouncing the legs first, and you start bouncing your shoulders, shaking your shoulders. So this is shaking the tree. And if you want to extend it further, you can do. You can come up on your tiptoes, bring your arms towards your armpits, and then just shake them out. And do that a few times. And then you can go back to shaking the tree. So that's called shaking the tree with flicking water. So you can go back to shaking the tree. And then you can bring your hands up. You can sit on tiptoes if you want to, if you don't have to, if you don't want to. And then just flick your hands down a few times. And then go back to shaking the tree. Just flicking water whenever you want to. Just do one more round of shaking the tree and flicking water. And then just finish with flicking the water. I'm going to move to pebble in the pond. There's another of these lovely, gentle, relaxing exercises, similar to swirling hands, but slightly different. So with this one, your hands are going to start with your palms facing down. So your hands are about chest level. Now you're going to push forwards, take your hands out to the side and bring them back in towards the chest. So the palms are facing down the whole time. So it's as if you're doing breaststroke. Just think of it as a pebble in the pond. So you throw the pebble in the pond and your hands are like the ripples. It happens when you put a pebble into or throw a pebble into the pond. So exhale as you push forwards. Inhale as you come back. Exhale as you push forwards. Inhale as you come back. Doing two more. And now we're going to go to parting the clouds. So with this one, we're going to keep one foot facing forwards, take the other one out to the diagonal. So I'm taking my left foot out to the diagonal. Bring the palms of the hands up back towards the chest, and then you're going to bend that front knee and you're going to be transferring weight backwards and forwards with this one, backwards from the front leg to the back leg. So we're going to push up and to the diagonal with the hands, transferring the weight to the front leg, parting the hands as you transfer the weight to the back leg and coming back to the starting position. Pushing upwards to the diagonal, transfer weight to the front leg and then coming back, transferring weight to the back. Pushing forwards, arms out to the side, and coming back. So it's exhale as you push forwards, inhale as you come back. It's sort of forwards and up, pushing forwards and up, inhale as you come back. Just doing two more on this side. Coming back into Wuji and then taking your right leg one step out to the diagonal and recommencing on this side. So pushing up to the diagonal and then coming back. Transferring the weight as you push forwards and then transferring it back as you come back. Exhale to push forwards, inhale as you come back. Doing two more. Back to Wuji. And then we have bear swimming in the ocean. We've got two variations, and we'll be doing both of them. So this is very, this is more the same as candles, birthday candles from the 12 treasures. So we're going to start with our fingers, our palms facing upwards, just very loose. The fingers are pointing upwards as well, but they're not closed. So the palms are open, the fingers are open slightly. Push forwards, take your hands out to the sides, turn them slightly, bring them back under the armpits, and then push forwards. Out, turn them to the backs of the hands, face each other, turn them out to the sides, back to the armpits, and push forwards. So the palms are facing up as you push forwards, and you turn the backs of the hands, the palms are facing out, palms going back, hands going back under the armpits, and then pushing forwards again. Doing a few more with before I add the breath. So it's exhale as you push forwards and inhale as you come back. Exhale as you push forwards. Inhale as you open your arms and come back. Exhale forwards. Inhale, open the arms and coming back. Just doing a few more of this variation. Doing one more of this variation. And just keeping your hands by your chest. What we're now going to do is the second variation. So pushing your hands forwards, but this time instead of turning them, we're actually going to bring the hands back towards our chest, then under the armpits, spiral them out to the side, so the backs of the hands sort of start facing towards each other. And then turning the hands over. So we're seeing the reverse movement we did before. So bringing our hands towards our armpits, and get underneath the armpits, the backs of the hands facing each other as they come towards the center, turn them over, and then bring the hands back towards you. And this one and the previous one are really good for the rotator cuff, the rotator cuffs in the shoulders. A little group of muscles that help with our lifting our arms in all different directions. The breath is going to be reversed. So it's inhale as you bring your hands towards your chest, exhale as you take them out to the side, and then turn them over and bring them in. And sorry, exhale as you bring them in. Inhale, no, that's right. Inhale as you bring them in, exhale as you take them out to the side. Sorry, my inhale and my exhale wrong. So exhale as you bring them in, inhale out to the side. Just doing two more. And dropping your hands down again. Now we're connecting heaven and earth. So we're going to start with our hands at around about stomach level, palms facing each other. You think you're holding a small ball. And we're going to take one hand up. So I'm going to take my right hand up and I'm going to turn the palm so it's facing upwards. And then the other hand, I'm going to turn so the palm's facing down. That's going to go diagonally the other way. So the right hand's above the right side, and the left hand is down by the left thigh. Right hand's above the right side of the head, or just above the head. Bring it back to center, and then swapping sides. So just extending that arms up and down as far as you can. If you can lock them out, that's absolutely fine. If you can't take them very high, that's also fine. Coming back to center and then crossing them over again. So it's inhale up, exhale down, inhale up, exhale down. One more on each side. As you bring your hands back to center, leaving them there because it's the right place for the next exercise, which is compressing the moon. So with this one, the elbows take the lead. So it's going to pull our elbows out to the side. Our hands are going to obviously come apart. And the hands are going to turn so the palms are facing down and then coming back in towards the center. So you've got about, if you're holding a small ball when you come back into the center, taking your elbows out to the side again and then coming back to center. So just being aware of any sensations that are arising as you do this one. Quite often, we feel, well, when we do feel the chi move, it tends to move in our hands first. That's where we tend to feel it first. And taking the hands back towards each other. It's often the sensation of a lot of people feel chi. Inhale up, exhale down. Inhale up, exhale down. Just doing two more. Keeping your hands holding the ball as you finish. And then we're just going to turn our hands 90 degrees, no matter which hand's on top. Turn them 90 degrees. So we've got one hand is facing down and the other hand is facing up, palms are facing each other. And we're going to be fusing the yin and yang. Just turn the hands 180 degrees. So the hand position swap. And then just keep turning. Turn one way and turn the other way. As if you're turning a ball of chi. Moving in time with your own breath. There is no breath to movement pattern with this one. That's however you want to breathe. You can breathe however you want to move. You can do it if you want to. Inhale one way, exhale the other. Or you can move a couple of times during an inhale and a couple of times during an exhale, depending on what you want. Just move in time with your own breath. Do one more each side. And then just dropping your hands down. Now we're going to be pulling down the heavens. So taking your hands out to the side, palms facing up, overhead or as much as you can, high as you can. And then turn the palms over and then push them down. So it comes down the center of the body. Out to the side, palms up, palms out lateral. And then pushing palms down. Down the center of the body. So it's inhale up and exhale down. Inhale up. And exhale down. Just doing a few more in time, your own breath. Doing two more. And the final exercise in this set is bamboo in the wind. So just placing one hand on top of the other, on top of the energy gate. Traditionally, it is left hand on top for women, right hand on top for men. But honestly, it's however you feel comfortable, whether you want your right hand or your left hand on top. But having it on the lower abdomen, the lower dantian. And you may want to just sway from side to side, feel bamboo in the wind, or forwards and backwards gently. So remaining grounded where the bamboo is rooted. It sways flexibly in the wind. Gently coming back to stillness. And then circling your hands in a clockwise direction 9 times over your lower abdomen. And dropping your hands down. Now it's entirely up to you. We've obviously created a lot of Qi, circulated it, we've created it, we circulated it, we fused it, or fused the yin and the yang. So if you want to release some Qi, that's entirely up to you. So you can either just remain seated or standing, not doing anything, or if you want to, you can just bring your arms up towards your chest, your hands up towards your chest, stand on tiptoes if you want to, and then just let out a sigh as you drop your hands down. And doing that 3 more times. So you don't have to if you don't want to. I hope you've enjoyed that gentle Qigong set. And I thought we'd finish off this session with Zhang Zhong, which we haven't done for quite some time. So that's the standing posture or standing pose. It can also be done seated, obviously. It's you can have any pose you want. You can have a tree pose. You can have your hands up by your in front of your chest. You can have your hands slightly lower, the lower tree pose. You can have them in your lap or just by your side. We can have your palms facing down to gather the earth's energy. And it's just being having stillness. So I will be quiet now, probably for the next 5 minutes or so. So the next time you hear my voice will be the end of the session. So I shall mute myself for the moment. If you have your hands in a particular pose, just letting them hang loose now or having them in your lap, and then just slowly reacquainting yourself to the space that you're in. I hope you enjoyed this gentle Qigong session and the Jiang Zhong at the end. Thank you very much for listening and taking part.